I am an extension economist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
And your name?
Ariel Singerman.
Are individual mesh bags on young trees profitable?
Like I said during my presentation, no one can provide a definite answer about whether mesh bags are profitable just yet. And the reason for that is because there's still a lot of uncertainties about some of the variables involved. And so that's why an experiment was started in Immokalee to try to figure some of the things out.
Some of the basic variables are price of fruit, yield, all those sort of things, right?
Yes, so you have yield, you have price, you have the cost of the bag because there are different bags in the market. There's the labor involved in putting them on and off. There's also the savings that growers can achieve by using the bag. So by putting the bags, they save on, say, the chemicals that they would otherwise put on the tree. So all of those are key variables, and there are things that need to still be figured out. And so the answer to the question of whether they're profitable or not is it depends. It depends on how much growers are spending on their groves, because if they are spending a lot of money, then they would be saving also a lot if they put the bags instead.
Will you continue this, or will there be some real-world examples later that will help growers decide whether it's economically beneficial for them or not? Because at this moment, I don't guess they really know.
I would definitely continue this, but the take-home message that I wanted to give in the presentation today is that it's actually growers who need to use the calculations that I put on the screen so that they can make their own calculations, because many of the things that I put up there are just average for Florida. And so if growers instead use their own data, they can still make an informed decision despite the uncertainty that is involved. So yes, it's true, they do not know what the price is going to be, but then they can make different scenarios with high, low prices. And so, again, the purpose of the presentation was to show them how to make those calculations and figure it out on their own.
It's really up to each individual grower to know all of his variables then.
Yes, and they know their variables because they have the data of their own operation.
I think at the very end you put up something about a Cadillac caretaking program is probably more likely to be profitable than a Chevy program.
I did mention the two programs, but what I was trying to, the point that I was trying to make is that if growers are spending a lot of money in terms of chemicals in their groves, and by putting the bags they are saving that money, then the bag would then yield a higher differential saving compared to someone that is not putting as much money, because the bag wouldn't make that much of a difference in terms of savings.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.